Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. When you're going on a trip, it's nice to listen to someone who has experienced that trip already. Online reviews can steer you in the right direction for things like hotels and restaurants. Or they can steer you away from sketchy places. When you are going through life on your trip to heaven, it is helpful to hear from people who have experienced that trip already. Peter, James, and John are such people. They are now in heaven, but we can learn from what they experienced on their way there. For example, we know from the Bible that they experienced some very difficult times, trials and temptations and persecutions. Jesus knew what was in store for them, so he gave them a special gift. He gave them a glimpse of heaven. He took them to the top of a mountain and revealed his glory to them. They even saw Moses and Elijah, men who were already in heaven. When Peter, James, and John faced challenges later in their lives, they could be comforted and encouraged, remembering what they witnessed on that mountain, knowing that one day they would join Moses and Elijah in heaven. You can have that same comfort and encouragement. Although you were not physically present on that special mountain, you do have Matthew's description of it. You can know that through faith in Jesus, you will one day experience the glories of heaven with Moses and Elijah, with Peter, James, and John. Remember this when you are going through tough times. Others have gone through tough times ahead of you, but now they are basking in the heavenly home Jesus is preparing for you. Lord Jesus, guide me to your glory in life everlasting. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.